Hello, la, hi to Goma Me Dearest.
Hi, hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations one thought at a time.
Boop, 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 boop.
Hey, guys. Hey, hey, hey. And our apologies for not releasing an episode, a third episode in April. Paul was writing her exams, but we're back. And you guys know that she always comes with an update after the exams and how they were. Johnny, how was your exams?
My exams. Oh, shitty. They were just bad, y'all. I remember I had two major incidences, if I can remember them.
Okay.
The first one was I literally spent the whole, weekend preparing for the wrong subject.
Oh!
Yep. I found out the night before at 7:30 at night that no, I'm not writing finance. I'm writing accounting the following day.
How did you find out?
Literally, my friend was like, can we please discuss something accounting related? And then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we can discuss. No. It was finance. I thought we were writing accounting, but we're writing finance. Mm-hmm. So she's like, can you please discuss something finance related? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So as we're doing the discussion, and I'm like, oh, do you have time to discuss this accounting concept? Do you have time to discuss this accounting concept? And then she's like, yo, honestly, and I don't have the time. And I'm like, oh, girl, but we
write. How sway when we're writing tomorrow?
So she's like, no, we're not writing that tomorrow. We're writing this tomorrow.
7:30 the night before.
7:30 the night.
I would die a million times. I'd go deregister myself.
Bruh,
I'd be like, you know what?
I was like, what? I couldn't believe it. And I literally had, I had 3 hours to prepare for that test, which I did. Those 3 hours. I don't have any hopes and dreams.
And I don't have any hopes and dreams. This is crazy.
And then for the next test, right? So what happened was, I remember before going to bed, I set an alarm for 4:30 in the morning because I just wanted to brush over this one topic. Like, I was like, no, I'm not going to spend time practicing questions or not. Like, I won't spend time going deep in it because it's pretty much doable. And I just need to re-jog my memory for major concepts. So I think I can do that in 2 hours before going to write. And it was just one topic, right? So I set an alarm for 4:30 in the morning, right? And I go to bed. And then I hear a banging on my door. Bo, 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 bo. When I open my eyes, it's so bright. Ain't no way it's 4:30 in the morning. I go, my friend.
Don't tell me you ran late.
My friend was dressed, ready to go to the exam room. That is when I'm opening my eyes. I didn't even shower, guys, but I don't have body odor. How will they know? Yeah, how will they know? I literally got dressed, packed my books, and went to the exam room. And guess what the first question was? That topic I had planned to do that morning off that I didn't do.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm not. And I spent the, my eyes with, I have an eye twitch now.
Uh-huh.
That's
caused by stress.
Yeah, my right eye twitches. Yeah, guys,
I would crash.
Bruh, I literally was crying going to write that paper. I went there crying. I came out crying. And I was just like, oh, my God, guys. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is, my second attempt. And I might fuck it up. It's so overwhelming, now that I think about it. It's so overwhelming. And I'm just like, I just have to, lock in for June. I can't afford any mishaps in June because...
Was it test week or exam week?
So, for post-grad, we write 4 tests, right? Each with different weightings. So, we write the initial test in Feb. The first day of school, you write a test. And that weighs, 10%. And then... This one in April weighs 25% or something.
What?
Yeah. And then June weighs 30%.
Uh-huh.
Is it 20? Yeah. Wait, 10, 25. No, is it 25? 25 or 15? I'm not sure. 20.
It better be 15.
20, 15, 20, 25 amongst those three. June is 30%. Uh-huh. And then September is 45%. Uh-huh. And then that makes up your year mark. And then what happens is then this 100% before October is converted to 40%. And then your final exam weighs 60%.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they do, like, reduce. But then you don't want to go into, like, the final exam with a very low average. Yeah. And to make it worse is in CTA, they release a ranking list. So after you write your June exams, they rank you from number one till number last in the class.
Oh, you didn't show me that last year. Diabolical.
Based on your marks. That's evil. Yeah. Yeah.
And they made it public, I remember. Yes,
it's a public thing. They release it to everybody.
That's evil. That's why people committed suicide in matric. Bro.
Yeah, so they release like a whole ranking list. So the ranking list, of course, what contributes to it most is April, because it's released after June. It's your Feb, your April, and your June. That's what the ranking list mostly consists of. And that ranking list is important for firms, job application, and it's important for also like if I want to be an academic trainee, which is what I want to do. So I need to be top 100 in the whole grade to become an academic trainee.
How many people are there?
465 or something. So I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do that top 100 with the way April went. I need to like,
and we in April, bro, like,
I need to lock in so hard for June.
Let's just hope the April one weighs 15 and not 25.
Let's just hope that. Yeah. And June, I can't, like, June, I need to get like 60s for June. 60s. Because like when I'm saying top 100, you don't need like crazy marks. Like in that top 100, like people's averages are like 50 something, 60 something, you know, because CTA is really hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to lock in 60s for my June exam. And to be able to achieve that, I need to lock in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be hard, guys. It's going to be tight, especially with Thought Digest making amazing moves.
Yeah.
And I'm also trying to work really hard for my personal brand as well, especially because I'm now my own manager, managing myself. Mm-hmm.
Are you able to share why?
I'm attending to graduate. Huh? So, like,
I'm confused.
So I'm now managing myself. Mm-hmm. I think what motivated that decision is, I guess, Rampedi Media wanted to take a different path for their agency. I think they want to focus more on shows rather than people's personal brands.
Okay.
So I respect that. You know, it's the best decision for them. So now I'm like my own manager. So like I need to now figure out everything, you know, like, and I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to create like an email.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's really a lot. And I feel it's a lot. It's a lot, especially when I didn't think that's what was going to happen. I didn't expect to, like, I thought maybe I'm going to start managing my
load.
Yes. I thought maybe I'd only manage myself from next year, you know. So now that it's happening this year, and I'm like, oh my God, I actually have to do a lot, because like campaigns are starting to roll in and I need that campaign money as the breadwinner. So I'm trying to work hard. I'm back on YouTube consistently, guys. Mm. Jesties, please go support and watch my YouTube channel and support us on our social media platforms. Y'all aren't there on our personal pages. Mm-hmm. Please go there and support us so we can make the bread, you know, multiple sources of income and stuff. So yeah, that's my life update. It's been just a very, I think that's what's causing my stress. It's just been a hectic past few weeks. Oh, the other thing, should I tell you guys?
Yes. Do you ever think we'll say no?
Let me think about it. Okay, so because of like a lot of complications with where we were staying. Yeah. Yeah.
I hope this is not going where it's going.
Yeah.
You're in your very makeup.
I have tissue in my bag.
Where's your bag?
Woo! It's boiling!
The bag, can you please?
I was like, backwards, and I was like, no, they're going to roll back. And then I remembered Kaya's tip, and then I was like, Look down. Oh, guys, having girlfriends is the littest thing ever. But anyways, because of like the complications where we're staying and so on like that, we need to move ASAP.
That's crazy. So
yeah, like ASAP isn't in the next 3 to 4 days. I need to move out my whole family. So please watch the ads. I need the money.
Guys,
y'all.
Please watch it. Please all the way through, even if it says
30 minutes.
Yeah. There are those ads or that ends in, I don't know.
But guys, please watch the ads. Subscribe to channel memberships. I feel like that's the best way to support us if you can't watch the ads.
Why would the... Isn't subscribe. That illegal?
It is illegal. But then I'm not in the mood to
fight. And you don't have the strength.
Yeah, I don't have the strength to be fighting anybody. So now it's just like, I need... You see, when I told you I need that, like, deposit disadvantage.
Yeah.
I meant it type of thing, you know? So, I need to, like... So that has like set me back so much financially and just mentally and just life in general. So that's my life update.
The enemy. What a season.
But we show up every day.
Yeah.
And we do our best.
You are doing your best, and I think God will meet you out. Not I think he will meet you where you're at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are doing your best. You showed up to work today, which is a lot more than what a lot of people can say. You know,
that's real.
It's no coincidence that we had that meeting before our.
Oh yes, yes. It's not a coincidence. Yeah.
Especially because they want more than one.
Oh,
they want series. Bigary,
support everything we do. Please. It's true justice. You know what to do. You go everywhere.
Don't
get
annoyed with us if every short form post is collab.
It's collab. Collab and participate.
Yeah.
Because we also love you guys, so we wouldn't lead you guys astray in anything we do. So yeah, so that's my life update. But then emotionally, I would like to say, even with everything going on, I think I'm staying strong. Like, I'm staying strong. Yeah. I did a solo date. Okay, this live update is too long. I'm so sorry. I went on a solo date, right? The vlog is coming out on Sunday. So, the vlog is already out. By the time you're watching this, the vlog is out. I went on a solo date. Yeah. And, oh my God. I think I needed that. You know, I need to take care of my heart and myself, you know. And... That's giving me strength.
A little awkward in the beginning. But you get
I literally say that on the... Watch the video. I literally speak about the awkwardness in the beginning. And it's like, on the day you choose to go on a solo date is the day that every couple in this earth is outside. You see 2030 relationship. Everybody in relationship. And you're just like, oh my God. So
But it does, once you get into the swing of enjoying your own company, it really gets addictive. Like, to the point where anybody else's company doesn't suffice. Like, you pick your company really, really carefully because you know that you're able to spend such good time with yourself.
That's another thing I highlighted. Watch the video vlog.
Watch the video.
I literally highlighted that as well. I was like, oh my God, I encourage people to do solo dates because... It literally, like, you realize it's okay to be alone, and you love being alone, and then now you're more picky.
Yeah.
Now you don't accept certain behaviors because you're like, nah, I don't need to tolerate that.
I'm good on my own. I can do all of these things on my own, which is really good. And I think it, you know, presents as a great opportunity to, in the midst of everything that's happening,
in the midst of the chaos. Yeah,
like, solo date was a fantastic idea. You're doing great.
Thank you so much. I'm also thinking of therapy as well. You'll be proud to hear that.
Because I've been a therapy advocate for so long and it's finally working. It's finally working. Yeah. Doesn't UJ provide free therapy?
Yes, with PsyCAD and stuff. Yeah. So I'm looking into it like ASAP.
Go ahead. Sure. Hefty life update. How many minutes are we in there? Plus.
It's 10. Okay.
20-minute live update.
That's great.
Oh my God, let me keep mine short. obviously, guys, May brings a new conversation series, and our conversation series this month is Becoming Her. And I'm really excited about it because I feel like it's a natural flow from our April conversation series, The Blooming Self. But Becoming Her is a little bit more extensive. All things beauty, all things internal work, all things lifestyle, money, leveling up. We're going to be talking about leveling up your finances. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? We're going to be talking about, are we going to bring, you know, people on the couch, people we look up to, we aspire to imitate, you know, the good parts of them. We're going to be talking all things becoming the best version of yourself. I feel like the blooming self was sort of, you know, just emerging out of chaos. We spoke about a lot of, you know, heartfelt, we had heartfelt conversations, and now we've come out of our shell, we've, you know, come out of our cocoon, and now we're becoming her. So feel free to suggest in the comment section what you want to know about becoming her. What is a part of becoming her that you're struggling with and that you'd love to have a conversation about? Also, feel free to suggest somebody you'd love to have on our couch here. We already have, you know, an idea of who we would love for this month. Maybe I really want to talk to management about doing a bonus episode, because we didn't have one last month, mm-hmm. and we want to use Mpo for as long as we have her before UJ drags her into the trenches. I mean, not into the trenches.
I know it's the trenches. Carry on.
I am so glad I'm done. The fact that you did your honors to me, the fact that you are doing your honors is so admirable to me. Like, that's a whole different level of courage, bro. And that's also an element of becoming her, being courageous. So, without further ado, I don't have much of a life update, guys. I can't even lie to you. Nothing has changed about my life.
I would love to say that I love the content you've been putting out.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, snap. I completely forgot about that part of my life. Okay, I guess.
Yes, so there's that part of her life.
Completely. You know, sometimes when I sit on this couch, like, I'm so thought digest centric, mm-hmm. and then maybe personal life centric, that I don't think about the span that I do outside of Thought Digest. But thank you for reminding me. Thank you. I am, you know, putting my best foot forward when it comes to content at the mm-hmm. moment. I think it's Lisa who noticed that I'm actually stalling on Music and Dance Week, because those for me are going to be the most challenging weeks, the most challenging kind of content to put out, just because, like any form of art, it's me bearing my soul. I think I needed to recover from acting week. But Lisa, if you're watching, I'm gonna get into Music and Dance Week. Okay, I'm gonna do it. But yeah, I forgot. Thank you for reminding me. Into our girl chat segment.
Okie dokie.
Glowing up 101.
Yebo, guys. Yes. Part of becoming her is glowing up.
Yes, the glow up blueprint, right? So this conversation, we're going to share, you know, our personal glow up journeys, or how we've glowed up. Yes, how we've glowed up in certain aspects of our lives. I'm going to talk about my first one. Okay. I'm going to talk about, who's going first, me or you?
So yeah, so my three glow up recommendations that I'd give our audience is, as you heard from our life update, solo dates are so necessary. Like, I feel like a solo date is so necessary.
Especially in your single season.
When you're single, I think even when you're dating, it's good to go out alone at some time. Like, sometimes. So that, like, you're not too dependent on your partner for fun, you know? Your partner or your friends for fun, you know? I feel like solo dates are good for the soul. And I feel like when your soul is full, your skin is clear, you're holistically good. Okay and good. So for me, my first glow up recommendation is a solo date. What's yours?
My first one, I think, oh, recommendations. I was thinking, like, okay, I would say reading fully, mm-hmm. but I think it's more so the genre that you're reading that's important, not mm-hmm. that you're just reading, because some people read fantasy, folklore, drama, ish. I would... There's nothing wrong with reading that, by the way. I think the reason why I'm recommending reading is for the purpose of emotional intelligence, right? And just social intelligence, and maybe also being cognizant as well, fully cognizant. So the genre that I would recommend for good cognizance, good communication, to be a little more eloquent in your speech, vocabulary improvement, would be philosophy. I know, guys. It's not because I studied philosophy in varsity. It's just generally because philosophy... forces you to think, sit down and answer the whys, the little whys. You know, how do you know you're alive? Why are you alive? How do you know now is now? What is important? What is the importance of personhood? What makes a person a person? Like, all of these these questions that you wouldn't necessarily think of on your own, but are so important to just know, you know? And philosophy is the best genre, again, for vocabulary improvement because they use such massive diction. It's the reason why I can't use small words. I try to think of small words, but a big one comes to mind. And then on the internet, you guys troll me like, oh, she's saying a whole lot of nothing because she uses big words. No, just say you can't read or you don't read.
Just say you don't understand. And that's fine.
But I would highly, highly recommend reading For a Glow Up. Also, it makes you... It undoes brain rot. I know, like, we spend a lot of time on social media, short form content, always scrolling, and it's very easy to absorb
a whole empty lot of content, nothing.
A whole lot of nothing, and also speak a whole lot of nothing. Like, there's so many people that I've met that the conversation, we can have a 5-10 minute conversation, and in its entirety, you have maybe said 5 TikTok sounds. And in my head, I'm like, I can't have a conversation with you, bro. So it undoes a whole lot of brain rot that you engage with on a regular basis, and it makes you more interesting to talk to. Really, if you're reading philosophy, or you're reading self improvement, or you're reading finance books, or you're reading sociology. I know if I'm not reading philosophy, I'm reading something sociology based. Also, that actually brings me to something that we want to start putting out, which is our newsletter.
I was like, what are we putting out?
We have never had this conversation before, but we're looking into, and we just want to gauge you guys' where you guys are at with newsletters. Do you read newsletters? If you do, what would you like in our newsletter? We want to add elements that form a community. I know this is a community, and our comment section is community, but something more interactive where you guys can, you know, sort of grasp where we're at in the moment on the day before an episode, or even after an episode, some reflections on episodes that are already out. If you missed the live, the newsletter could be a great place for you to, you know, engage with us on things that we've touched on in the live. Because sometimes, yes, the lives are responses to your comments on episodes, but sometimes we go on like tangents and we end up talking about completely unrelated things, and we answer your questions live. You guys ask questions on the live and we answer them then and there. If you missed that, the newsletter could be a great place. Also, we will be sharing some of our recommendations on the newsletter as well. So if I'm reading a new book that week, it's going to be on our newsletter. I'll even write a short book review if, you know, you guys are interested in book reviews. If Mpo's listening to a podcast, a new podcast that month, she'll share it with you guys and give a short review. So let us know, guys. Would you guys be interested in a newsletter? A Thought Digest newsletter. I think I would love to start putting it out. But we need to know if you guys will even care.
No, I feel like they will care.
Yeah.
We love our community over here. I mean, guys, I'm your number one advocate.
Yeah, she meeting. Is, guys. She is. I'm always like...
She's always like, I don't think they'll do that for us. And I'm like, no, I know they'll do that for us. They will do that for us.
Yeah.
So
she's like, good cop, bad cop.
What are your book... Like, I'm just asking for myself now, which philosophy books would you recommend?
I think beginner, if philosophy is a whole new territory for you, I will always recommend a book I've recommended many times in the podcast, is The Unbearable Lightness of Being by Milan Kundera, which is... It touches on so many aspects, you know, the relationship between body and soul, the relationship between mind and body. And it does so in a really interesting storytelling way. It doesn't necessarily put the themes out as blunt as they are. It explores these themes through the story of lovers, right? It also discusses themes of infidelity, the themes behind being, what it is to be, the elements that affect your being, whether, you know, your state of being is light or heavy, and what influences the lightness and the weight of your being. Does that make sense?
Juicy, it's really juicy stuff.
It's very interesting because it does so in a storytelling way, not like a textbook
type of way. Is it like Dorian Gray vibes?
Sort of, yes. Okay. Actually, really similar.
Because Dorian Gray has a lot of philosophical concepts. It makes you think about a lot of things, but in a storytelling kind of way.
Yeah. I would also suggest a lot of Immanuel Kant. Immanuel Kant is an author, an African author, who is incredible at exploring themes of religion, belief, which I can't wait to tackle that in our podcast, maybe in a different season. But Immanuel Kant is such an such an amazing philosopher. He has many many disciplines in his book, but I would think maybe the argument for the argument for and against the existence of God, he's your guy. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed him. What other books would I recommend in the philosophy part of things? Funny enough, I would also recommend reading hadiths. So hadiths are Islamic stories on different, it's sort of, I wouldn't call it parables, but you know how Bible stories also provide good guidelines for life and the way to live. But there's always like an underlying theme there on how to navigate 2025, you know, life in 2025. So hadiths also serve the same purpose, which is awesome if you, you know, on the religious spectrum of things. But those are my recommendations for now. If you want to subscribe to our newsletter, I'll share the rest. What's your second glow up recommendation?
Every day is a special occasion. So,
okay, I like that.
Yeah, every day, it's like a new series I'm bringing. I haven't implemented it yet on social media, but I've just been implementing it in my day-to-day life. I treat every time I'm outside like a special occasion. There's no outfit I'm saving for a special occasion. There's no look. There's no something I want to try. There's nothing I'm saving for a special occasion.
I like that.
Because every day to me is a special occasion, because every day I'm alive, you know, and not many people get that opportunity to be alive, you know. So that's how, like, I'm living life, and I feel like it's the best glow up. Like, it's an amazing confidence booster, you know. Yeah, guys. God, that man, wear that outfit. Don't save it for a special occasion, guys. It might never come. So just do it like that. And if you treat every day as a special occasion, you live your out your days with intent. And I feel like that's an amazing glow up recommendation.
I like that. Living your days with intent. I like that, because I think I also have a tendency to just sleep in and let the day go by and wait for a special moment, a special occasion to wear something or do my makeup. You're right. I think make the day what it is. You know, don't let the day influence you. I like that. I'm going to steal that. sorry, me speaking like that reminded me of my friend Namu. Oh, yes. I zoned out. My second glow up recommendation is to invest in your natural beauty. Pour into it fully, just your natural features. For this recommendation, I'm going to speak specifically about your hair. We saw Kay Republic's video on TikTok where she was like, you know, she's figured out a way to be comfortably beautiful, you know, and that means doing the least, but the least that makes you feel the best, right? And she's spoken about relaxing her hair because she felt relaxing her hair would make her, you know, would bring ease into her beauty routine and still make her feel beautiful. And I think those elements of taking care of yourself would be my glow up recommendation, particularly your hair, because I am a 4C hair girly. It may not look like it right now because I've got my hair blown out and I've got sort of like a love-hate relationship with my hair right now, my 4C hair. But I think investing in your hair in such a way that even when the wig comes off, you still feel beautiful. Even when the braids come down, you still feel beautiful. So that means, you know, taking time to learn what your hair wants. Does your hair want moisture? Does it want hydration? Does it want, you know, can it tolerate being blow-dried every month? Can it tolerate dye? I know a lot of my 4C girlies think their hair is strong enough to tolerate being dyed three times, and then the third time the hair starts falling off. So taking time to learn your hair, because it is different from everyone else, and invest in it. I know that sometimes we can be a little we can be penny pinchers when it comes to spending on our hair, because, you know,
we're just like, just for hair.
Just for hair. But you have no idea how much your hair will thank you for investing in a good product that hydrates, that does everything that you need it to do. So
I think, take care of your hair. Funny enough, my third thing is also very much my hair. I feel like your hair is your crown.
Yeah.
It's like, Oh my God, guys, when you know how having a bad hair day just ruins the entire day. Like, you don't even feel like shooting. Even worse with me being always behind the camera. When my hair is not good, oh, Jehovah, it's hard to make every day a special occasion when my hair is not good. And for me, I love my hair. Yeah. I fully love my hair. My hair is so strong.
Yeah.
It's so rich. Guys, I've put my hair through the ringer. It's been dyed, bleached, cut, long braids, wigs. You remember?
Yeah.
My hair has gone through so much.
At some point, it was short and gray.
At some point, it was short and gray. Exactly. And it's still strong, healthy, surviving. Yeah. Even like when I keep it in protective hairstyles, I need to take care of my hair itself. While we're talking about all things hair, we've teamed up with W Beauty Hair Lab to level up your hair game
and make your glow up give you head turning strands. What Woolworths Beauty is doing is that they're launching a new hair care range suitable for all hair types, and you can go into store between the 2nd and the 4th of May to receive free samples.
Yeah, and those stores are Sandton, Menlyn Mall, Walmer Park, Gateway and Canal Walk.
While you're in store trying out the free samples, be sure to take some content, videos, TikTok, reels, pictures, Alice, tag Woolworths Beauty and use the hashtag WBeautyHeadTurners for a chance to be part of their upcoming campaign and be their ambassador.
Oh, and this is just the beginning. And that's it for our Girl Chat segment, so we can go into a fun little game.
And that's not the end of our Glow Up
series,
guys. Every Girl Chat, I think we can tell you this now.
Every Girl Chat will feature a Glow Up tip.
Yes, glow up conversation, glow up, all things glow up is going to be part of our Girl Chat segment for the rest of
May.
So if you feel like, hey, you guys missed out on this and this and this.
And glow ups are necessary. I'm sure you've seen us glow up. Like, you've seen it. Look at the woman she has become. I feel like we're the best advice givers for this.
Because if you look at last year's episodes versus this year's episodes. Please,
we have definitely, guys, I have accessories now. please don't play with me.
Which is actually a major difference, guys. At first, she didn't see the point.
I didn't see, my bag had tissues. Did you not note that?
Yes. I actually saw your vlog when you're doing what's in my bag. I'm like,
Guys, I'm telling you, I love this female friendship. It's top 10, one of my best female friendships. I have very few, so
I'm
all
so
of them
proud
are the best.
She just the what's in my bag. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
okay, cool.
All influenced by Kaya.
So, I love it.
Okay, so today's game is
her or not,
not her.
So we're gonna share a few scenarios and we'll decide if that's giving her energy or not.
And that
will help you guys, because some of us really do some of the things we're about to mention.
Yes, and it's some of the things that we do, some of us are not here, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to mention the first one.
Okay.
Stalking his story but leaving his messages undelivered.
Not her.
I also think that's not her.
That's not her. I think hiding how you really feel is just not her.
Yep.
Playing it thug is not her. Playing it as though you're not feeling him, but you're really feeling. Because that's exactly what it is. You're leaving him on red, but you want to see what he's up to, what he's doing.
Yeah, then that's not her.
That's not her, man. If you're going to ignore him fully.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You agree?
Fully agree.
That was the fastest.
That was the
first game segment ever.
No need to extra discuss
anything.
Yeah,
there's nothing. Mm-hmm. That's not her behavior,
it's
man.
It's not her behavior.
The second one, booking solo dates at 5-star restaurants with zero guilt.
That is her. I can't believe you said that at the same time. That's her.
Yeah.
Fully. Like, you are her, guys.
We just spoke about solo
dates. I am pro solo dates. You are her. 5-star restaurant. Yes, guys. I have this amazing gold dress that I might solo date in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You're not ready. But anyways, let's go.
It's for y'all not ready.
Yeah, let's go to the next one. Going back to the ex because of nostalgia?
Not her. We've spoken at length about going back to your ex.
At this point, like, this would be like episode 20 on why you shouldn't go back to your ex. And yeah, go watch the previous one.
Creating a that girl morning routine and sticking to it.
That is her. That is so her. Like,
also self-explanatory.
Like, that is so her. Okay, living at your mama's house but flying out every month. That is her. That is her. Like, why must you leave your mother's? Guys, if I had the opportunity to live at my mama's house, I would live at my mama's house,
bro,
and save my money.
Exactly, I'm saving my money.
And fly out. And like, what? My husband is the one who's supposed to create the home. Where am I going? Like,
this pressure to pay rent.
I'm forced to go.
No, please. I'm not pressured to go and pay rent. Rather, let's maybe if you were to create a pressure or like around owning property, something. Man, we are rent. You can't even paint the walls a different color.
That is so real. Like, that's so real, guys.
I beg. That's so hard. But live in your mama's house,
you leave your mother and father's home to go and become one. You know? Leave your mother and father's home. Not leave your apartment where you...
What accent is that?
I don't know. Not where you left your apartment, you know?
So, yeah. And which one is that?
I don't know, too. You know? I'm trying to switch things up.
Trying to fix him because you see potential.
Okay, wait. Yeah, no, not her.
Fix.
But the builder, can you fix it?
No, we can't. No, we can't. No. No, that's definitely not her. Mm-mm. Have you ever... You've bobbed the builder before.
Ah, you know I have. Ish. Like, you know my character.
I also have.
Like, no. Ish.
I did it. You know, I can speak about it now because I don't care. Yeah. I did it this broke church boy who I thought had the anointing.
You see? Ooh. You go see.
Yeah. My investor in it. Katsami. Yeah. Hey. Ninja. Men of God. Yeah, but I'm a man of. Let me stop. But yeah. Somebody's anointing isn't.
Yeah.
Isn't a guarantee of their prosperity. Oof.
Oof. That's a bar.
Bye bye.
Okay. Using the soft life excuse to avoid accountability. No, I don't even
what that mean?
I don't even know what I was supposed to be like. I don't even know what that
to
means.
To avoid accountability.
Using soft life. What's a soft life excuse? To avoid a.
Oh, like you don't want hardship, so you're not going to allow people to, you know, hold you accountable. Like you're not going to. You're going to avoid conflict at all costs because it doesn't align with your soft life.
Like no problem. Yeah. Soft life, no problems.
Oh, not her.
That is not her, guys. Not her. I feel like the most her thing to be is to be able to hold yourself accountable. Yeah. That's a very her thing, you know?
Yeah. So and to be emotionally intelligent.
Yes, emotional intelligence.
I think that's another way. I know we passed call chat, but I think that's another way that I've glowed up as well. I think I'm so much more emotionally intelligent than I was last year. Mm. I would allow myself to respond in the heat of the moment. Mm. And the thing that comes out of my mouth in the heat of the moment...
It's not...
You see that TikTok you said me?
Yeah.
I was like, why is it going viral, bro?
Yeah.
Because I was tweaking.
I saw that. I was like... Ah! I was like, Kai, what was this?
Yo, and it was great. You see the day you sent me? Funny enough, you sent it to me while I was looking at it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, and when you said, because my WhatsApp messages don't have a preview.
Yeah.
So it's like, Paul sent a video, and I'm just like,
whoa. You knew.
I know exactly what she just sent me now. Ah. And it was, the internet was eating it up. In my head, I'm like, you guys don't know I was speaking from a position of anger. I was big mad, but I've learned not to do that. I've learned, you see, while it's still impacts me emotionally, mm-hmm. then I should not verbalize it because I will speak from that point of anger, and the words that come out of my mouth when I'm angry are so detrimental. Like they're so
they're contradictory to who you are.
Not necessarily. I will say this, that some of the things said in the heat of anger are how the person genuinely feels, right? Mm-hmm. And are a reflection of what they've been thinking. But it's not wise to verbalize those things in the heat of the moment because it doesn't reflect your intention. Mm. It may reflect your emotion, your thoughts, maybe your character, but all of those things are filtered by intention. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And my intention in the moments when I'm expressing my anger, I've never intended to hurt anyone. Mm. But sometimes that gets lost in translation when I don't put that filter of intention there. Does that make sense?
It makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know how we got there, but...
Yeah, no, fully makes sense.
Kaya no longer speaks when she's angry. She'd rather be silent.
I feel like that's a something I'm also, I think maybe give frontal lobe development, because that's also,
I'm 23, girl. It's fully developed at 25.
So it's okay. Developing.
Right, yeah, it's definitely developing. I mean, I will chase you out faster than I will respond to you. I think how disrespectful this hand movement is.
That's where I think I see. I think there was a situation that happened this year that also showed me I'm also more like that.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I can get like a little bit, but when I'm seeing that here it's getting out of hand, I step back and I move on. And after you step back, you realize that actually they don't deserve this much of my energy. This situation does not deserve my energy, because none of it contributes to my bank balance. Contributes to my well-being and contributes to the rest of my life. So,
also, if you realize that sometimes when you are in a position to respond in anger, it is only the people you are responding to that will benefit off of that mistake. Does that make sense? Nobody will encourage your anger more than the person who wants
to see your downfall.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, like, there was so many.
Yeah.
Different episode, man.
Yeah.
Different episode.
So I'm going to give the last one.
Yeah.
Being delusional, but in a faith-filled main character way.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Explain.
Being delusional, like, you know how you will set quote-unquote unrealistic goals or see yourself in a light that is, you know, futuristic instead of who you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
All of those delusions about who you are and, you know, the
yeah, I feel like it's
impact that you have.
Be delusionally really realistic.
Girl, how do the two coexist?
Like,
delusion and real.
Like, unrealistic. In your delusion, understand that it's not yet reality.
I don't know.
And therefore work towards it.
Maybe I'm too much of a pessimist to say that you can be delusional in a faithful main character way. I don't know. I'm very much an advocate for take things as they are. But maybe, I will play advocate here. Maybe being delusional in a faithful main character way is a way to encourage yourself towards your goals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it. Is that her or not her?
I feel like as long as in your delusion, you, like, in your delusion, like, acting like the person you know you're going to be, like, I don't know. I feel like that's her, you know?
Damn! Sorry.
Okay. I feel like that's her. And yeah.
I'm on the fence about this one.
I'm her.
It depends. How far is your delusion going?
That's fair. If your delusion makes you unrealistic, that's where I have a problem. That's like where I draw the line.
But is there a level of delusion that accommodates realism?
There is. Like, I delusionally believed I'd go to varsity with funding when I was in high school.
Okay, that's not necessarily... See, that's realism.
No, not necessarily.
It's not. I feel like it leans more towards realism because there are ways that you can go to varsity without funding. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like,
so it's like... Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Be realistically delusional.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, act in that manner. Like, you be faithful and everything like that. But, like,
I get it.
Have a sense of realism. Because I feel like when you're too delusional with no realism, you actually don't work towards your delusions.
Okay.
Because you're not acknowledging where you are now. Okay. Like, be delusional, but acknowledge where you are now.
Okay.
And work towards your delusions.
Okay. We can say her.
Yeah, so it's kind of... But yeah, let's go to the
main topic, which is becoming versus arriving. I feel... Okay, to start this conversation off, we're going to, you know, reference the talking points at some point. But I don't think there is... And that's, I feel like, the illusion of social media and just having, you know... a view, or let me say a perspective into people's lives, is that you do sort of think that there is a moment in your life where you've arrived. And that's such a big myth. What on earth? If you are always changing, you are always evolving, your thoughts are always, you know, it's waves. Everything comes in waves. Your emotional maturity may wane, or sometimes it may improve. You may experience the lightness or the weight of being. What on earth makes you think that there is a destination
to arrive?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're always, you are always becoming. And it's unfortunate that things like, I think material things, material success will present as
the notion of arriving. And I think that's a very dangerous thing, because I feel like people who think they have arrived because of material things take no effort into emotional maturity, into just like growing themselves on the inside, because they're like, no, but that doesn't matter because I've arrived.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't there a moment where you felt like you've arrived though? No.
No.
Really?
No. No.
Really?
No.
Not even with like your YouTube career, no. Nothing?
No, no. Okay. I feel like I have the worst case of imposter syndrome sometimes. Worst case of imposter, like, same. I'm so imposter syndromed that I will never feel like I've arrived.
I'm so imposter syndromed.
Like, I will never feel like I've arrived. Yeah. Like, even when, like, because I always know that, like, even if it's career success or it's material success, someone out there has it better. Someone out there has more, you know? And even with that, someone out there having it better or maybe someone out there having it more, sometimes I feel like, I remember I was at a YouTube function. For like on my second year of varsity, and it was like women in YouTube, August, I think it was like August Women's Month thingy, and I felt like I didn't deserve to be in that room. Oof. You know, and there was so many big, to the point where I self-isolated, and I was so scared to interact with anybody else, because I was like, oh my god, they probably feel like, why is this girl even here with us, you know? So I remember Dumi Modigo, she's the one who actually like pulled me out of that. She's like, no, come, talk to us. And that's how I met her. And she was so welcoming. And then that's where I got, but I still have imposter. Even when we're at the Dark and Lovely Galentine's Day thingy, I had imposter syndrome then.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you communicate?
I don't know. So I don't think I'll ever feel like I've arrived.
Sure. I think... It's getting very deep. What do you think? I think there's a healthy part of never feeling like you'll arrive anywhere. And then I think there's the unhealthy end. And I, to be very honest with you, I think you're on the unhealthy end of things, right? Because if you... First, you need to define what is arriving for you. And I think we've spoken about the success versus, you know, being successful versus having success. And I think where we can begin right now in our conversation is defining what it means to arrive for both of us. And then we can say, okay, I have something to work towards. I have a version of myself that I'm always becoming, if that makes sense. So I think there is a part in our lives where the two converge, where becoming and arriving converge, right? But it needs to be clarified what arriving means. Do you want to redefine what arriving is to you?
Yo, guys, I don't know if I can even define arriving, because I don't think I'll ever arrive.
But what is arriving to you? What do you feel is...
I think...
When you look at this person, you feel like they've arrived because... Is it now that they're, you know, a certified accountant... They've arrived. The people whom you think have arrived, why do you think that they've arrived?
Who do I think? You see, okay, let me put it like this. I can see other people arriving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the people I feel like have arrived is Bonang Matheba.
Okay, why?
Because I feel like she has evolved so much. Okay. Like, she's one person who adapts to so many, like, stages of... the industry. She has adapted and moved with the tide, which has kept her relevant when so many of her peers have become irrelevant, okay. You know? And I feel like also for her then creating her own brand and being her own brand, you know, like I remember I was watching one of her interviews where she was like, she was one of the first faces of Brutal Fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And to be invited back to come and speak, not just as a guest, but also as a person who owns her own luxury beverage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a full circle moment, you know? And I felt like at that moment, she has arrived.
Okay. So will you feel like you have arrived once you've also, from what you're saying, once you've adapted with the times and once you've established a brand that is also timeless?
I see, the thing is, I feel like I'm in so much pessimism now. I don't see myself getting there.
Okay.
Like, I don't see myself getting there. Like, I feel like because life has felt so out of my control, I am scared to dream. Because a lot of what I've dreamt, a lot of where I thought I'd see myself at 22 is so different. You know, like, yo, guys, and that shift just happened because of one thing in 1 year. And it just changed the trajectory of my life. So because of, like, having the rug pulled out under me before, I'm even scared to think of, like, those things. Because I'm like, what if I think that I'll get there and then the rug gets pulled out under me? Mm-hmm. And the person who holds that rug is God. And I'm just like, at this point, I'm just like, how do you even feel like you're arriving when you don't even trust God?
You don't trust and you don't even know what the plan is.
Exactly.
To be quite frank.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just freestyling over here.
Sure. So, you don't have to answer this.
Okay.
If you want to.
Okay.
But where did you think you would be?
Right now? Let me take it to December 2023. Mm-hmm. December 2023 when we spoke about Thought Digest and stuff like that. I was like, yeah, it was so long ago, innit? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, I'm starting the podcast. The podcast will do well. Very proud of it. I feel like this is one of the facets of my life that has kind of like moved a little, you know? And I thought, okay, with Thought Digest coming, which is going to boost my personal brand and so on and so forth, don't need to be doing my last year and everything like that. I thought I would be probably doing articles right now. Mm-hmm. I'd be my articles, yeah. Because of the success of Thought Digest and my personal brand, I'm making enough money to get the apartment of my dreams, to furnish it the way I want to own the car of my dreams. Like, I thought that's where life would go, like, to give back at home, you know, and just elevate their lives, you know, like, to do a bit more, you know? Yeah. So that's what I thought would happen. Mm-hmm. So when my mom lost her job, it affected me so much that I couldn't concentrate on school, which kind of contributed because I would have so many seasons of depressiveness where I did nothing. Nothing content creation-wise, nothing academically. I was just bed rot. And because of that, it contributed to my failing, right? So firstly, I'm not in articles right now. And then two, I didn't think I'd be the breadwinner. I thought I would elevate my...
What already exists.
Not... create
from scratch,
exactly, from like base zero. So now, because of that responsibility, I can't afford a car, you know. So I don't even have the car, you know. I can't afford the apartment. I don't have the apartment. I can't afford the creating of the content, the quality of content I want to create. I can't even buy myself a camera. It's so crazy. But when you look at my thingy, you're like, oh, you're making enough money to be able to do all those things, but I can't, you know. And because of that, when I thought at this stage of 22 I would have arrived, and I'm far, like, one thing took me 10 steps back from arriving.
Yeah.
I don't want to dream anymore.
That is.
Yeah.
You don't want to dream anymore.
Yeah.
Is it because you've been disappointed enough for you not to dream anymore?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, yeah, I know this series, ne? Yeah, what a series.
Yeah.
Twin Savers do the things.
I was about to say, it's sponsored by Twin Saver and Chen. If not Twin Saver, what's the other one?
You know, Bubu is Hezzy's.
Wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's such a, not dangerous, but that's such a, it's such a hole to be in.
Yeah.
Because who are we if we're not dreamers?
Yep.
You know, everything that we do is fueled by some dream. And I think that maybe consciously you're avoiding dreaming. I mean, subconsciously you're avoiding dreaming, but consciously you're still dreaming. And what makes me say that is that, again, you showed up to work. This in itself is consciously dreaming because you're actively doing the thing that's going to make your dreams come true, even though subconsciously you've made up your mind that to stop dreaming. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I think doing in spite of how you feel and think is part of becoming her too, because you're proving yourself wrong in your actions. And we've spoken about this before. The way to reverse psychological and mental damage is by doing the exercise, by planning, the the vision board, the take the meeting, the brand deal, the advert, the this, the that, that will undo a lot of the mental pathways that you've created by overthinking, you know, or by not dreaming. You will see your dreams come to life, and by the time they come to life, you would have done so much to bring them to life that you can undo the damage of disappointment. So it sounds insane, but although you're not mentally dreaming, I think you're not, I think, I know you're physically doing it.
So thank you so much. You just,
it's a pleasure.
You breathed life into me.
What are friends for? I'm gonna cry. You've been crying, my friend. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad about crying. It's good to.
Yeah, yeah, guys, yeah.
My friend, the conscious dreamer. But subconsciously, she's given up, but consciously, she's here. She's here.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. And you know what? I'm going to also share my sentiment with you that imposter syndrome.
You feel it a lot.
I feel it too. I feel it too all the time. And I think some of the work that I do as well, when I put my best foot forward with the podcast,
yeah,
when I put my best foot forward with short form content, or like if you see me acting somewhere, it's an effort to convince myself that I am who I think I am. And I think there's a healthy part of that, but there's also the unhealthy part of that, because when will I be convinced
that you are who you think?
Will it be the applause that will convince me that I am who I think I am? Will it be the accolades, the achievement, the award, you know, the likes, the comments? Will that be the validation that I am who I think I am? And I have revisited that. Funny enough, I had a conversation on, you know, a different podcast interview last weekend. And the host threw me off completely. She asked me, would your younger self be proud of who you are now? I said, you just wait right there. Like, why didn't you send me this before I came here? Because it forced me to think about what my version of arriving is. And I think I've come to a healthy mindset in that it's not about the externalities of arriving for me anymore. You know, because I share the same sentiment as in, you know, at 22, 23, I thought
you'd be elsewhere.
You know? But I know that despite the career, that my younger self would have never thought I'd be a podcaster. You know, she probably thought she'd be, you know, vice president of something somewhere. Mm-hmm. I was very politically inclined. But I know that she would be proud of who I am, you know? She would be proud of what happens when I walk into a room. She would be proud of how I respond to people. She would be proud of how I treat people. She would be absolutely proud of the impact that I have on other people, how I make others feel about themselves. I think one thing I wanted as a child is I wanted everybody who knew me to feel seen and to feel heard and to feel loved and to feel like they matter. And I'm not going to toot my own horn. Well, I'm actually going to toot it right now. Toot, toot. But I know that everybody who has had the opportunity of getting to know me has had the opportunity of getting to know themselves. And that, for me, I'm happy. All of the emblems of success, as we've named them, the cars, the houses, the jets, the this and that, they're coming. But it will not add or take away from who I am. That's why, for me, in this chapter of my life, becoming and arriving have converged.
You really are.
Right? So I think that's it. It's a healthy approach to things. And do I give myself permission to dream? I never have. And it's not in a negative light. Just because I've never been a long term thinker, so I don't know what it is to dream anyway. You know, and I did mention that maybe it's a pessimistic view of life, and that everything is going to come to shambles at some point. Everything falls apart. Maybe that novel. Did you read it? Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe.
Yes.
I think that book corrupted me a little bit, because I firmly believe that things do fall apart, but it did incite a form of gratitude inside me that, you know what, things have not fallen apart, and thus I am grateful. And I don't have to build from scratch, even though it may seem as if I am, you know. But it's not from scratch because I've got people with me. You know, I've got love. I'm surrounded by so much love. I'm surrounded by so much support. I'm surrounded by so much encouragement. I'm surrounded by talent, you know, beauty, brains. Like, that is not from scratch.
That's true.
You know? So, becoming versus arriving. I did not think the conversation would go in this direction, by the way.
I also did think not. No.
No. That's we, never do.
Guys, we never do. Guys, this show is unscripted at this point.
Yeah, it has it ever been scripted?
No, it has never
except
been.
Except for...
Wink, wink.
How much time are we in? Oh, it's been 15 minutes. I think we can yap for another 10.
Okay.
I think we can yap for another. Guys, now we're referring to our talking points.
Yeah. But okay, let's see. Please tell me what is arriving for you guys.
Yes, yeah. please do share in the comments.
Please share what is arriving for you guys. And no need to say, Mpo, you'll be okay. I know I'll be okay.
She will be okay, guys.
I will be okay. I appreciate the love and support in the comments.
And I think, you know what I can also appreciate about your contributions to the podcast is that every vulnerable moment you've been I think you've been at the start of every vulnerable moment. Like you bring to life what Thought Digest is about anyway. You know, like when you shared the vision for the podcast in 2023, this is what you wanted. And sometimes the reality of what we wanted is a little bit like
it's like ooh, damn.
Yes, I did say I wanted to cry on the couch, but I didn't
expect it to be
mean it like this.
Like this, like
but this. Thank you so much for providing like a space for not only me, but a lot of our viewers feel this is the space. Like this is the safest space I can share. If you have, I know that you know you get so busy that you can't look at comments, but I promise you, if you one day you take the moment to read comments, you'll see how much of a safe space you've created. You know, like our viewers are so vulnerable with their stories, so vulnerable with where they're at in life. They're so honest that I think wouldn't have been possible without you. I'm telling you, it would not have been possible if my hard nigga ass was sitting here every week.
So I force out the vulnerability.
Yin and yang. I say this all the time.
I guess that's my charm.
It is your charm. It's your strength too. Like, I think we've also... We haven't touched on feminism completely,
no.
I think we have touched on femininity, not necessarily feminism. Mm-hmm. But part of femininity is this, you know? It's knowing that in my softness, in my brokenness even in my uncertainty about life, there is so much strength because I'm showing you guys that I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know, I look good.
I'm doing my best.
I still show up. So... Dude, there is no Thought Digest without Mpo.
Oh, guys, no. There's no Thought Digest without you.
Just say thank you.
But there's no...
I don't like the back and
forth. I promise you, there's no Thought Digest without either of us. We are
for sure.
Thought Digest. You cannot take or replace either of us because we built this platform brick by brick. Heart by heart, tear by tear.
What is this season of life teaching you about becoming?
I think it's teaching me strength.
Yeah. You know? I love that.
I think, guys, I know I cry a lot on this couch, like a lot on the internet, but I feel like that's my biggest strength. Like, I know that a lot of people are not used to someone holding their heart on their sleeve. But I think that's who I am. I hold my heart on my sleeve. Mm-hmm. And some people may see that as, oh, you are now easily susceptible to targets and so on and so forth. But I feel like that's my strongest armor. Mm-hmm. My heart is my strongest armor. You know? It's because I wear it on my sleeve. It's because I've experienced so much.
And you know your heart.
And see, I know it, yes. And it's just strength, guys, through it all, through the changes, the uncertainty, the whoops, and I have stood strong.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the tears, I have stood strong. I don't know strength besides the strength of my heart. Like, you know, so I think one thing this season has taught me is strength. Like, whatever may come, I know that I will be strong. Yeah.
I asked her this question in the last episode.
Yeah.
We didn't, I think because it was four of us, we didn't get to tackle it for us.
Yeah.
But the person who you want to be, right? And guys, believe us, we are going to tackle the practicalities of being. We're going to talk about money and the gap between, you know, now and your goals. We're going to talk about the practicalities of becoming. But right now, we're talking about the intrinsic, you know, the internal parts of becoming. So, internally. The woman, how far are you from the woman you want to become? And what would close that gap? Wait. Who's the woman you want to become? Let's start there.
Oh, then we'll guys. Talk about
how far you are from
I think that. I've mentioned this before so many times that I want to be the light of the world. You know, if there's darkness, I just want to exude light. And that's being positive, you know, being so positive, no matter what may happen, just being positive. And I know that the enemy has tried so many times to switch off that light and switch off my ability to be positive, you know, and to love, you know. So how far I am from that, I feel like I'm very close. I think I'm learning to love people, you know.
That's an ugly process.
Yeah, like I'm learning to, in all their shapes and forms. Guys, I'm learning to even love people who hate me and they don't even know the reason why. You know, I'm learning to love people, and I'm just like, loving you does not mean that I'll take anything like negative from you. I will correct you if you come to me direct.
Even like correction in itself. Yes,
it's love. You know, so I feel like, so because of that, I think I'm getting close. I think I'm getting close.
That's beautiful.
Getting closer and closer and closer. You know, I don't think I'll ever say fuck the world. And that's for me, the woman I want to be is a mother to all.
Yeah.
And that's mommy dearest. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know.
What? Wait, you didn't know?
No. When I thought of that, I didn't know that.
Really? That's so interesting. I love this episode.
I love this episode.
Okay. For me, who is the woman I want to become? I think I want to become unfazed. I think what phases me the most right now is anger. When I'm angry, I stay angry. Do you know what I'm saying? And there are people that I'm angry with to this day. Like,
you see, when we're made in God's image, she's the wrath that flooded the world.
That's why I'm so grateful God is good and I am me. Because if I had nearly as much power as God. But I think, the woman I want to become is unfazed by anger and doesn't let her anger dictate her actions. A lot of how I've moved in the past, even now to a certain extent, is motivated by anger. I know that if a certain person were to walk through the door right now, everything will go upside down. And so how far am I from the woman I want to become? Very far. In that aspect, very far. Because I can't... let me try and think about what it is about my anger that feels so hard to run away from. Pride. Because at the base of why I'm angry is how dare you. And that for me is like, insinuating that I'm above making the mistake you made.
And you've said this before.
Yeah, I've said it before. I've said it before. And just because I dealt with it in one situation with one person and I've expressed that situation, it hasn't translated into the rest of my life, you know? That I still feel that there has to be some kind of retribution, even though I don't take revenge into my hands anymore. I think I've grown in that department. I don't exact justice on my own. But I do still feel that some people are just undeserving of my grace And that is very proud, because who am I to disperse grace and not to disperse grace? And what is it about my grace that makes it impossible for somebody to live above their mistake, you know? But anywho, I think in that aspect, like the anger, I'm still dealing with a lot of anger. I think I'm far from the woman I want to become. Mm-hmm. In other aspects, you know, in emotional intelligence, in the way that I treat people, in my interpersonal relationships, in my maturity, in my decision-making spiritually, I think I'm good.
You're good. Yeah, really I good. Think we're still becoming.
Absolutely.
But we're good,
but
guys.
The gap is getting smaller and smaller
guys,
and smaller.
Guys, at 23 and 22, that is so crazy.
Tell me about it.
That is so crazy. A lot of growth is because of this podcast, I Won't Lie, for me. Stems from this couch.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of this platform.
Yeah.
Very proud of our audience as well.
Guys,
oh, it's guys.
Guys, also, we'll you know,
shift the bouquet to you guys as well.
I think the comment section for me feels like such a safe space that it is more than what we ever imagined for Thought Digest. You know, like I know you guys know when somebody doesn't belong here, Guti, or it's their first time. On
we
know you are very visible because, like, you don't know how we roll here. Clearly, do you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that we've removed the stigma away from oversharing.
Oh yes,
there isn't happiness. There isn't a level of sharing that we've said is too much on this couch and in our comment section. And I'm grateful, we are grateful to you guys for facilitating that kind of environment here, because that's what we wanted. And it's not even about how many, it's about who. And your story is valid. Thank you for sharing. If you've ever, when we spoke about abuse and we spoke about trauma, there are people who shared their stories and there were a number of others that engaged and related. Thank you. We see you. And we've created such a powerful platform for women to be and become that I think even if the world doesn't clap for us, we'll clap for each other.
The world is not ready for us.
I'm telling you.
Ready.
I'm telling you. Also, I think now that we've reached the end of our episode, we'll pitch it to management, because we haven't done membership episodes in a very long time, membership conversations. The first few editions of the newsletter will be available to members only.
So, yeah, I think this is like a nice gift for our members.
Yeah.
You guys get to see the first edition of the newsletters and also some little tidbits there and there. Yeah. There's something Kai thought about doing, which we should be like planning very soon.
They heard you, by the way.
They didn't. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, you guys will be, the members will be the first to experience, not even experience, to get a heads up about some of the amazing things that we're planning.
Yes.
Should we just in the arena of meeting up?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Let me say that.
In the arena of getting together.
You get what I'm saying?
In the arena of personal encounters with us.
Members get first preference. If it's tickets,
first preference.
Newsletters,
first preference.
Yes. Merchandise, first preference. House visits,
first preference. Ah, guys. Winter's about to be good for members.
I'm telling you. So please, guys, also we have taken the price down. It was 149.99. But now it's just 39.99. So everybody can become a member. And please do so before it's too late, before tickets are sold out and you didn't get one because you were on the wrong side of the channel. Come to the channel membership.
Come to the group chat.
Yes. Also, don't forget to suggest down below who you'd love on our couch for the Becoming Her series. And share what you think means, what it means to have arrived and what it means to become.
Yeah, please comment, I don't know, flowers? I don't know.
What do you think they should actually...
What type of flower? A rose. A budding rose.
Ah, because you a rose in Harlem.
Boom, boom, boom. Did you like that picture?
Yeah!
Oh, yes. We're shooting it down.
Do you want to do the cues?
Oh, yes. Subscribe, like, comment, share, join memberships, and comment red rose. Love you, loads. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. See you next week. Mwah.